Hey everybody, Rob Mauer here, and today we are talking about an interesting reply from Elon Musk to a tweet possibly suggesting Tesla doing share buybacks. Also got a wild trading day with the CPI report coming out this morning. We've got an update on FSD, some news on the EV tax credit, possible changes being made there, and a couple other items as well. All right, so looking at the markets, a volatile day today. The NASDAQ from the lows this morning swung up about 5%. Throughout the course of the day to finish up 2.25%. Of course, that means we get even a little bit more volatile day for Tesla, which hit its new 52-week low this morning, but did swing back up to finish up 2.1%, closing at $221.72. Today, of course, before market open was the big release of the September CPI report, Consumer Price Index. And unlike what we had yesterday with the PPI report, where depending on what you were looking at, it may have come in ahead of expectations or below expectations, today for the CPI report, both headline and core coming in ahead of expectations. So the headline number was a 0.4% increase month over month, 8.2% year over year. Depending on what number you're looking at and whose expectations you're looking at, this is generally 10 to 20 basis points higher than expected. And a similar performance versus expectations for core CPI, that increased 0.6% month over month, similar to last month, but as we can see, still running high. And on a year over year basis, core CPI up 6.6%. Can see that that's the highest in the last year, and actually if we zoom out, it's the highest number for the core CPI since 1982. So presumably, with the numbers coming in this hot, that would take any chance of a 50 basis point increase at the November FOMC meeting off the table. 75 basis points was already expected, but there was still a chance of that 50 basis point increase. Now we can see from the CME Group FedWatch tool, those expectations have now dissipated, and if we flip forward to the December expectations, those have increased as well. Where before today, the expectation was generally for a 75 and then 50 basis point increase, so 125 in total. Now a 75 basis point increase at both meetings, or 150 basis points before the end of the year, that's looking like the most likely scenario. So pretty rough report. I think the market today kind of grappling with how much of that really is priced in already versus how much isn't. Sometimes that back and forth can take a couple of days to sort through. We've seen that definitely before when the FOMC actually makes those interest rate increase decisions, which we'll be waiting on now for a few weeks, that next meeting actually 3 weeks from yesterday, so Wednesday, November 2nd. One other quick item that I did notice with the CPI, something to keep an eye on, used cars were down 1.1% month over month. All right, moving into Tesla items, I think the most interesting story for today is actually a one-word response from Elon Musk to a tweet by Leo Kogwan. He is one of the largest individual shareholders of Tesla, multi-billion dollar position. And this tweet that Elon replied to actually comes from back on October 3rd. Always kind of curious when that happens. But Kogwan was following up on one of his own tweets about catching falling knives, basically buying the Tesla dip. So he's saying he bought more shares, but says, quote, "Be extra cautious. Please catch the sharp knives with your cash, not margin borrowing, because more storms coming with scary looking knives falling down from dark clouds. Tesla is having a PE ratio compression that can be solved only by buyback and or by 2x earnings increase," end quote. So there he's talking about something we've talked about a lot, how the price to earnings ratio has been coming down a lot. And he's basically saying that the macro environment right now is causing that compression to happen. And while Tesla's PE ratio is still around 80, that can continue to happen. So the way to stop that, even in the face of a bad macro environment, is to increase your earnings or do a buyback, which also increases your earnings by reducing the share count that your earnings are divided up between. And then a buyback also brings a big buyer into the market, Tesla itself, buying shares, which helps support the price, kind of the inverse of what we have seen on those days where Elon has sold. So anyway, that's the context of that tweet. Again, that was 10 days ago. Elon today simply replying, noted. All right, so another fun Elon tweet that we have to try to decipher here. There's like four things in Kogwan's tweet. Be extra cautious, don't borrow on margin, and then the price being supported by buyback and or a 2x earnings increase. So which of those things is Elon saying noted to? Is it all of them? Who knows? Maybe Elon is just saying, okay, yeah, let's be cautious. Maybe he's saying, yeah, let's just do a buyback. Or maybe he's just talking about earnings, which by the way, for Q3 earnings, I do expect that to more than double from last year. I think most people's first assumption would be that this would be buyback related. That seems to be the one that kind of makes the most sense contextually. And that has certainly been a hot topic on Twitter and other social media over the last couple of weeks, especially after the S&P credit rating upgrade. I've kind of steered clear of that the last couple of weeks, primarily because back in May, we had an entire episode on this. I went through how a buyback works, the pros and cons, my thoughts on whether or not Tesla should do one. The share price that day was $236 per share, so pretty much the same as where we're at right now. So I would have just been being repetitive on that. And for the sake of today, I don't want to do that either. I would definitely recommend, now that this is quite a bit more relevant, going back and listening to that episode. I'll link to that in the description. But really, the only thing new from that is that now we have that S&P credit rating upgrade that happened before Tesla's earnings report, which is a little bit strange. Why not just wait a couple more weeks after all that time? Maybe Tesla was preparing for this and for that wanted to get a better credit rating. If they're going to be putting cash towards stock, they want to be confident in their ability to get debt financing if needed, or potentially use debt financing to fund that purchase. Then the other new thing on top of that is that with the Inflation Reduction Act, that implements a 1% tax on share buybacks. That begins the start of next year. So if Tesla wanted to do buyback anytime soon, it'd probably make sense to do it before that tax is imposed. Plus, with the share price as low as it is right now, that starts to look pretty attractive. If Tesla's business does what many of us think it can, this would be a great time for Tesla to take advantage of that and buy back some shares. Now, on the other hand, there's usually some reason that a stock price is low. In this case, that's macroeconomic uncertainty. During periods of time like that, having a big cash cushion is a huge advantage. It significantly de-risks the company. And that actually does support Tesla's share price, whether we notice that or not. That cash plus Tesla's lack of debt, that is a huge, huge comfort to investors. So if you start to change your balance sheet, add more leverage by doing a share buyback, whether that is paid for through cash or through debt, you are increasing risk for the company. Is that worth it? Well, very well maybe. If Tesla stock 5x's and Tesla buys it right now, they gain in that upside just like any investor would. But there are a lot of factors on both sides for Tesla to consider. Right now, Tesla's got about $18 billion of cash. That's an end of quarter number, so throughout the quarter, it's probably a little bit lower. Each quarter, they're generating a couple billion dollars of free cash flow. Hopefully that continues to increase. But when you run those up against Tesla's roughly $700 billion market cap, it's not making a huge dent. You know, even if they put all of that cash into buying back shares, which they wouldn't do, they'd run out of money then. Even if they did, though, that's only a couple percent of the outstanding market cap. Even half of that, which would be still too aggressive unless there was a debt component, that would be less than Elon Musk has sold just this year. So at the end of the day, I think people have pretty strong opinions on this. I fall somewhere in the middle. I'm actually pretty neutral on the topic. If Tesla feels like they're comfortable doing this, then I'm all on board for that. But I certainly don't mind Tesla playing it a little bit more conservatively, continuing to just build that cash cushion, even if there is inflation. That gives Tesla a lot of strength as a company and, very importantly, often underrated. It positions them really well to possibly take advantage of an even better opportunity if that should arise in the future. If Tesla were to do a buyback, I think for me, the preferred structure would just be to continually do that out of a little bit of the free cash flow each quarter. Last year, Tesla kind of did that $1 billion a quarter paying down their debt. We could see them now do $1 billion, $500 million each quarter into share buybacks. Just kind of slowly starting that process, show investors that some capital is going to be returned and that's going to grow over time. I think that helps with the sentiment around the stock, the perception of the stock, which I don't think Elon really cares about, and I don't really think he should care about, but I think this would be kind of a two birds, one stone situation where buying back the stock is actually a really good investment and then also provides those other benefits. So we should find out next week one way or the other. Again, earnings next week on Wednesday. Elon did mention the possibility of buybacks at a shareholder meeting, saying that if Tesla's cash flow looked stable, it could be a possibility. That seemed to imply that that possibility would be a little bit further out in time, maybe once Tesla's through the 4680 ramp, the Cybertruck ramp, Berlin and Austin. After those things, Tesla's going to be in a very different place from a stability and free cash flow perspective. Not that it's not already pretty solid, but that's just going to be a whole new level where the question starts to become less, does this kind of make sense? And more, hey, what are we actually going to be doing with all of this cash? So we'll see. Whatever the base probability of this happening looked like yesterday, I think Elon's comment here makes that look a little bit more likely today. Oh, and then the last thing kind of on that note as well, it did seem like when Elon made this comment this morning, that was when the stock price turned around. So it seemed like the market was reacting to this, but that was really when the macro turned around too. So kind of tough to parse out the impact of that and how much of that has been felt or not as we head into earnings next week. All right, moving on, but yet another thing to look forward to for next week. Elon on Twitter today saying that FSD beta 10.69.3 should be coming next week. In terms of updates, this would seem to be a little bit more significant than the version number might imply. Remember, Elon said they're probably just going to stick with 10.69 for a while, but he has talked this one up a couple of times on Twitter, I think most specifically talking about improvements for high-speed cross-traffic. So hopefully we do indeed see that next week. Oftentimes these come out towards the weekend, so probably wouldn't expect it until later in the week. All right, next up here, some pretty interesting news on the EV tax credit. There might be some changes coming here. Reuters today reporting that the European Union and US officials have been meeting to discuss the structure of the electric vehicle tax credit in the Inflation Reduction Act. which the EU feels is discriminatory towards Europe. The European Commission's vice president had some comments on this topic, said that, quote, last month, Tesla Model Y was the most sold car in Germany. That would not have been possible without the undiscriminatory EU subsidy, while EU electric cars do not get a similar subsidy in the US, which is discrimination that we want to address, end quote. So as you may remember, in Germany, there is currently a 5,000 euro subsidy for electric vehicles between 40,000 euros and 65,000 euros. So the Model Y, except for the performance, does fall into that range. The vice president here is basically saying, hey, those cars aren't being made in Europe. Some of them are, but the majority of them not being made in Europe yet. We're not discriminating against those. So how is the made in US component of the EV tax credit under the Inflation Reduction Act going to get away with excluding Europe from that credit? That seems like a reasonable question. Certainly seems like something that should have been talked about a little bit earlier. Of course, the European Union does have a 10% tariff on vehicles. I think the US is only 2.5%. So is that balanced? Trucks complicate that because they're higher. I think they're 25% in the United States. So all sorts of different factors influencing trade, and the EV tax credit in the Inflation Reduction Act would add another layer to that puzzle. Anyway, the Reuters report here says that the EU and US officials are expected to reach an agreement that would grant EU companies, presumably even those manufacturing in the EU, the same status as the US car makers under this structure. So obviously that's a potentially huge change that would definitely affect the budget for this credit. Again, how this wasn't discussed beforehand, I don't really understand, but absolutely something that we'll continue to keep an eye on to see how this ends up developing. All right, last item for today, an update from Volkswagen. They have announced an investment in a company called Horizon Robotics out of China, a 2.4 billion euro investment, about a billion of which invested into equity in Horizon Robotics, and then the rest to a joint venture with the company. Volkswagen said, quote, teaming up with Horizon Robotics will allow Volkswagen to accelerate the development of automated driving as part of our new auto strategy and drive the repositioning of our China business, end quote. They noted that the plan is to develop cutting-edge, highly optimized full-stack advanced driver assistance system / autonomous driving solutions for China to drive forward the integration of numerous functions on one chip, increasing the stability of the system, saving costs, and reducing energy consumption, end quote. So it seems like pursuing the right kind of things, but of course the execution will be the big question mark. We'll see how that develops for Volkswagen. All right, that is it for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, October 14th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.